Maharaj, thank you for joining the conference, Prabhuji. Thank you for your association. Please take over the call, Prabhu. We are reading today Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 24th chapter, verse number 61, Prabhu.
61?
Yes, 61.
Okay. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय दैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तबिंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय दैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तबिंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय दैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तबिंद वंदे हम श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पद कमलम श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्री रूपम सागर जातम सहगण रघुनाथान्वितम तम सजीवम साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादं सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च वाञ्छाकल्पतरुवेश्य कृपा सिन्धुवयैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तबिंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो वी आर सर्विंग चैतन्य चरितामृत मद्दलीला चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट बिगिनिंग 61 As Srila Prabhupada mentioned, that when Supreme Absolute Truth came to relish the highest perfectional limit of devotion performed by Srimati Radharani, that Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, took the mood and the kanti, or the effulgence of Srimati Radharani as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After he released whatever is left as a remnant for us to relish, for conditioned soul to relish, that format is called Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada says. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is nothing but a remnant for the servant after the master enjoyed the food. So this is wonderful. We are very fortunate to be in the house of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev. Out of his extreme benevolent compassion, that he allowed us to enter into the house of Krishna consciousness and relish while we are relishing, what we have to do something like make sure, in order to relish the nectar, you have to bring your pot, a holder, a plate, a cup, something like that. That is called heart. If the cup is not clean, then even the most sweetest condensed form of sweet rice or something, if my plate is half filled with salty water of karma, gyan, offensive nature and others, I will not be able to release the real true flavor of that sweet rice. This is a metaphor. To understand that, you may say that, oh, Chaitanya Chaitamito, I'm reading for decades, I'm not tasting it. It is not the Chaitanya Chaitamito, it is not the nectar, it is the holder. In order to release something, Sarvam Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation, where Mahaprabhu honored everything Sarvam Bhattacharya cooked, we can understand three things was very prominent. One thing, that intention and mentality of the person who is cooking and the place the prasadam is served. Who are the people honoring prasadam with you? Are they clean also? If somebody has a dirty odor, horrible smell, and you honoring a nice food, the smell intervene in our relishing the food, and so we may feel disturbed. It's called bad association. And the plate that the food is served with must be clean, pure. And the person, how the person is relishing. Person has a clean mouth, no jaundice, mouth is clean, and eager to serve, eager to relish. So all this combination together produce the relishment. So with that attitude, because 61, I was looking at it this morning, 61 is not a verse its own right, because this is a whole discussion about one verse. Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirganta Apiuru Krame Kurbanti Ahitukim Bhaktim Ittam Bhuta Gunaharihi. That verse is the sweet rice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is serving it. Whoever is fortunate, Sanatana Goswami was the first one, and after that, all parampara members, including us, right now I'm in Baltimore, including all the audience here also, and online audience, if we have these four things, and three requirements, you will be 100% relish. Four things are, you have to have a strong faith on the person, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is delivering this. And you must maintain an attitude that on your own you could not get where you are today spiritually. It is by the mercy. So that grateful attitude towards Guru, Prabhupada, especially Prabhupada, your present Guru, and Guru Parampara, your grateful attitude, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vas Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and finally, your own fate. This combination, if you have or you're trying hard to get it, then you can taste the nectar of chapter 24 based on the explanation of this Atmaram verse. The title of this chapter is the 61 explanation of the Atmaram verse. What is Atmaram verse? Atmaramasya munayo nirganto api urukrame kurbanti ahitukim bhaktim ittam bhuta gunahari. So I'll give a just brief explanation that this is coming from 1st Canto 7 chapter text 10. But here, this chapter, the pre-imprint or the conversation, the relishment took place between the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is brought forward by Sanatana Goswami with curiosity. Then when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained this Atmaram verses in 9 different ways, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognized, even though he's impersonalist, Mayavadi, but a big teacher, 60,000 disciples, he used to teach even Sannyasi, such a famous scholar, but had no value because conception on the absolute truth, eternal relationship with the Lord, eternal divine pastimes, eternal planet, these things are not accepted in that philosophical world called impersonalism. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a hardcore teacher, propagator of that. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he explained in a 9 different way, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu commented, oh, you must be incarnation of Brihaspati. Only someone in that caliber can explain this. Otherwise, not possible. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya remained silent. He's still Mayavadi. He's still in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the embodiment of all transcendental mellow, but he's not relishing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, even though he's in proximity, only few feet distance. What dramatically changed to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to drown into this ecstasy from dry, hard-hearted, dry rock heart became the most soft recipient of the highest nectar. He appealed. He had a receptive view, inquisitive with receptive view. So you ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, could you please explain now? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained. How did he explain? He explained without touching any concept of Mayavad or impersonalism, especially Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's 9 way of explaining. He beautifully revealed what the eternal truth about this verse in 18 different ways without touching Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's. But Mahaprabhu, in the beginning, he was exhibiting as a sadhaka. He says, I don't have a much understanding, but I'll try. The Supreme Absolute Truth. Similar pattern we see when Sanatana Goswami Pada asked. He said the same thing. I don't remember what was the discussion with Sarvabhauma, but I'll try. This attitude that we are dependent on the mercy of the higher merciful devotees and the Lord is a perfect way to approach the truth. So that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started explaining, and Sarvam Bhattacharya was dumbfounded, shocked, that without touching my anything, he explained such a wonderful explanation that Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was not a fool of thought. Instead, he was thoughtful. 99% people in this world full of thought. They know, they think. They are aware, but they are not thoughtful. Thoughtful require logic, reasoning, reference, intelligence involved. Sarvam Bhattacharya reflected. He became very thoughtful. He said, who is this person? Who is this sannyasi? I thought I was teaching, but he knows more than anybody in entire creation. He must be the absolute truth. But how do you recognize if somebody understood or realized the Lord? There is a positive and negative. His attachment to the Lord and negativity is good if it brings you close to Krishna. Negativity can control you also, control your mind, if you allow it to enter in. But here Sarvam Bhattacharya repented, and he says, how hard-hearted I was, that I thought I knew everything. I know the meaning of this verse. The Supreme Absolute Truth so close to me, and I'm showing my pride, which has no value, which has no spiritual value. He criticized to himself for his own misconduct. He became responsible to correct himself, immediately surrendering, fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu, cried. Then Mahaprabhu decided to give him a revelation of who he is. He took the form of 600 form, absolute truth. Similar pattern he is exhibiting with Sanatana Goswami Pad, not exhibiting the 600 form, but he's very humble, and he explained there are 11 things in this Atmaram verse. Atmaram, because this will go on for a few, I don't know how long this online course goes on, but this chapter has over 300 verses, and they're all related to one of these 11. But main thing is this verse has the 11th point. We should always memorize this. The Atmaram. Second is Cha, third is Munayo, fourth is Nirganta, five is Api, six is Urukrame, seventh is Kurbanti, eight is Ahetukam, and nine is Bhaktim, and ten is Ittam Bhuta Guna, and 11 is Hari. So then Mahaprabhu explained the Atma sound in seven, in the beginning of this chapter. Then he also explained six types of Atmaramis. The Neophyte Transcendentalist, Absorbed Transcendentalist, one who is situated in transcendence, one who desires liberation, one who actually liberated, one who is engaged in activities in a Sharup constitutional position. So these are called Atmaramis. That includes us, Ishkan devotees also. It is not something sometime before. It is also right now, this pastime, is actually applicable to our personal life. Then Mahaprabhu says there are two types of Atmaram yogis. One is Sagarbha,
one is nirgarbha. And the difference is, Sagarbha is three types: the beginner, the advanced yogi, he who has attained perfection. Nirgarbha is also the beginner, but the advanced yogi, and he was also attained the perfection. Then Mahaprabhu went on. He says, there are two types of Santa Bhakta. Why we are discussing this? Because this is the foundation of Krishna consciousness relationship with the Lord. There's Atma Ramas and there's the Tapasvigana. Then Mahaprabhu explained about the Cha, has many meanings. And one of the main meaning he mentioned, has a seven division, and he says in connection one with another, in sense of aggregation, to help one another, imports the aggregate understanding in another effort, in completing the verse, in sense of certainty, like this he breaks down. Then he breaks down also the Munaya, he explains, in a many ways, especially seven here, that one who is very thoughtful, one who is silent, grave, they are called Muni. Generally in India, in my childhood life, I was born in a village, they used to say Muni means he does not talk. And they are considered very highest level. But in spiritual measurement, not that if somebody don't talk, because the ornament for the fool is that he should not talk. But that doesn't mean he is the highest form. It's better for a foolish people not to talk. But the highest form of talking is for a devotee. Why? Because four things require if you speak. No, not big. When you talk, you should not irritate anybody. It should be for beneficial of the people you're talking to, or beneficial of that person you're talking. And the talk that you are conversing, it should be truthful. And it should be accepted in a positive way. That is the speaker's duty, to make it. Then Mahaprabhu explained, the ascetic is also Moni, and they do severe austerity. And you can go on so much details. And then Vrati, one who keeps great vow, they are called persistence. Are we like that? Yes. We do everyday sadhana. We get up, 3:30, 4 o'clock, we chant 32 rounds or 16 rounds, whatever your vow is. You are persistent. Jati, one who is renounced order of life, yes, in a sense that we are renounced order of meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, like this. We renounce everything. So we are, they all fit in for our life also. Rishi, that number six, saintly person. Yes, we are also saintly person because we are following the saintly people. So saintly people follow are also saintly person. So like this, Munaya is applicable to us. Then Mahaprabhu explained what is Nirganta. Nirganta, that who, the word Nirganta refers, Mahaprabhu said, to one who is, I'm paraphrasing, is liberated from the material knots of ignorance. What is the knot of ignorance? The first thing is, I'm not product of this world. I am made of spiritual substance. Yes, while I'm in conditioned life, I'm product of my own decision or choice. That is true. Because it is one part of chief potency, that free will and desire eternally with us. Then the second meaning, vidhinishet, regulative principle of rules, regulation. And these are called nirgantha. this 11 explanation is not about the verse only. It is our lifestyle. It is our behavior. It is who we are. We focus on the purpose of the rules regulation, not more on the rules regulation. Because the purpose is so sweet and pure, we want to follow. Those who are intelligent, they see the Hare Krishna rules regulation, vidhi and nished. Vidhi means you do, nished means don't do. It's nothing but protection. Just like a driver seeing the red light, he stops. Why? Because he feels protected. Red light means stop. Similarly, rules regulation with intelligence we see as a protection. And those who don't use the intelligence and they see those illicit sex, gambling, this, that, they still break it and do it. So they feel suffocation, restriction, because they are not engaging intelligence. When they allow the intelligence, I want to be free from this material modes. Well, you can be free, Prabhupada said, immediately if you just follow strictly this four regulations. These principles are protection for my own self to stay above. It's a freedom. The choice is us. Willingness to follow has to come from within. Of course, the enthusiasm will not come unless you have a good association with those who are always in that platform situated. And there are many in ISKCON. And then further Mahaprabhu explained about api. Api means there's always possibility. Always should have question, prasna. Removing doubt. These two things. While we're trying to understand Chaitanya Charitamrita, while we're relishing, also two other things. We destroy the doubts that appears in our mind. We have to pay attention because in future, Maya is always, as long as we are in this world, Maya is always next to, in the backside of Krishna for us. Once we enter into spiritual world, we are done. But until that, while we are in the conditioned life, material world, we are facing Krishna, but behind, also Maya Devi is waiting. I know who Pran Govinda Das is. She is thinking, I know all the impression that he wanted. He wanted to be the king of the world. He wanted to have so many spouse, big island, big enjoyment. She knows. And she is ready to offer. But she will not force me. Neither she can come unless I invite. So Prabhupada says, we have to understand this philosophy well to do two things. One is to remain detached from the entanglement by linking with Krishna. Second, to cut down the doubts that will be always pounding us. Then Mahaprabhu explains, samachyate, aggregation, kamachara kriyasu. So this way, Mahaprabhu explained that, and then he went to Urukram, the meaning of Urukram. And Urukram has so much meaning. But if you focus on Vamanadev, how dwarf form of Lord became the universal form, Urukram, then you can see what a phenomenon changes. And different angle you can look at it, that it will purify. You will be instantly want to submit and surrender. Well, when Urukram appeared, from Vamana to Urukram, everybody had to be either surrender soul or afraid of him, finish, doomed. Those who know the secret that living between, how would I word, I don't want to mention the name of some religion in this world right now. Big. But they are their philosophy, I researched, I had a converse, I just had a discussion other day with a big head of the big monastery here. Anyway, that their conception of existence by happiness is in ignorance. For an example, there are millions of people in this world, they follow one religion, that they want to become desireless, and they want to, their happiness is kind of like a deep sleep. And we all had experience, I also have. Like when you come out of deep sleep, you don't remember anything, but you feel very good. You think, wow, I feel very good. What was that happiness that you felt? From the ignorance. Not knowing what happened, where you were. You didn't even know you existed in the deep sleep. So yes, there's some absence of the suffering, absence of the memory, all this. It also has a happiness, but that happiness is in ignorance. This Atmarama verse is talking about the happiness in consciousness, in alertness, awareness. Happiness, tremendous, billion, billion times higher than happiness of those philosophies that promote this. And I know two religions, they took over probably more than half of the world population, and they do have that. But in our practice, we don't mention name. It is not proper because Prabhupada always focuses on the principle of philosophy, not by name. So, Urkram has established. Why? Because when you have a veneration, majestic aspect, then your heart hankers to submit. Submission easy. Without submission, your pot is not cleaned. But submission alone is not enough. If we start purifying our heart and no interest for relishing Krishna consciousness, no interest to be attached to Krishna, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's love. We are not interested of hearing Krishna's affection and Krishna's sweetness. We may turn, we may be liberated, but we may turn into some concept of impersonalism. We need artha prabritti more than anartha nibritti. Anartha nibritti is necessary, but it's not our ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal is to please the divine couple under Guru's guidance, Guru Manjari, and remain eternally happy in that loving service. So our attachment should be towards that more than on Anarthanibhiti. Why? The attachment towards Krishna's lotus feet. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching on this verse. Krishna is so kind. More you attach, he will arrange you to become more attached to him. And if I have some impurity in my heart, he will create a scenery to pull it out. It may be painful, but it's joyfully tolerating the pain. I had experience like that. I'm laughing because I got out of it. But while I was experiencing it, it was painful. But I had a good support. Because I had a good support of devotees, it was not bad. It was rather victorious celebration while going through tough time. So when you come to that point, then you can see according to the GPS of Atmaram verse, you are actually progressing. So Mahaprabhu explained this Kurbanti, it's a nut that Prabhupada emphasized, Vidyati Hridaya Granthis, Hridaya Granthi, Chindante Sarva Sansaya, Guru initiation. If you have a initiation from your Guru, the first thing If you are following Guru's instructions properly, when you are following your Guru's instructions properly, I should not say if, when, properly, and you are appealing, crying, appeal means you cry to Guru, pray to Guru every day, through his photo, through his memory in your mind, because they exist in the pure goodness. When you offer through the photo, Guru can accept the offerings. Conditioned soul cannot. Liberated soul, they can. Because their existence is Shuddha Satta Visheta Visheshatma. Their Atma is on Shuddha Satta, pure goodness, beyond three modes of material nature. This is the fourth level called Purja, above. They can be in the material world, but they are spiritually situated. So, here Mahaprabhu says that when Guru for instruction is followed, first thing you see that your enjoyment spirit is still there, but it doesn't last long. You start getting bored. You want to come back. So you go back to sense enjoyment, you come back. This is called Kurbanti, means the grantha is loosened. The nuts is loosened. But don't be complacent, because you are not actually advancing. But at least you are showing interest. At one point, a good sadhu comes, push you out of the easy chair where you are going back and forth. And then you are really start walking faster and you're progressing. So like this, then number 8, Mahaprabhu says, Ahetuki, reason. What is reason means? Outsider human being in Baltimore. This morning we talked about it, that they see the endeavor. Somebody is driving, somebody is walking, somebody is eating, somebody is sleeping, whatever the people are doing, working in the shop or office. But they cannot see the attitude of those persons. But they judge or express their sentiment of with the endeavor of other person. Hey, that guy was irritated. Oh, that guy was this goes on this. But the devotee means they see the attitude more than the endeavor, behind the endeavor. And they reciprocate accordingly. Because karmis are eating, devotees are eating. But the attitude of the devotee, everything belongs to Lord. Whatever capacity I have, access, I offer him back with my feeling. Prabhu, thank you for giving all this facility to serve you. I don't have on my own anything. It's all yours. Even myself belongs to you. Here I'm offering. Please accept. And in return, Lord takes it and gives him remnants back. When the devotee honors the food, it is nourishing. His attitude as a servant is purifying the whole atmosphere, his own heart and surrounding people. But the karmi is eating the same food, not same food, but eating also the lunch or food, but their attitude is, I don't like this. Yeah, I like that coffee. I have money. I'm going to enjoy. This is creating another reaction. They will never get out until we introduce prasadam. Recently, I just went to Houston Temple, first time in my life, 35 years in America. 90%, almost 80% people are all outsiders. They are local public, and they relish and appreciate the Govinda restaurant. And so we are feeding them Krishna Prem in a seed form, Sukriti form, that one day it will sprout and they will become devotees. This life, next life, who knows? Krishna knows. But That's the best act we can do. So this is what hetu. Ohetuki means what is the cause, what is the reason. So three reasons, Mahaprabhu says, we have to make sure, checking every time we do. Even I'm speaking right now, what is my, is that I'm enjoying the result of this speaking? Or is my tongue actually trying to glorify lotus feet of the Lord, like Tulasi Devi never moves out of the Lord's lotus feet? And my ear, that hearing, is it getting completely filled with Krishna Gatha, understanding of Krishna? Because tattena, janma karma cha medivam evam jobeti tattata. We cannot just hear. We have to hear it with tattva understanding, truth. Because that truth exists by its own right. So with tattva, when we understand, okay, I don't want to have a bhukti idea that I'm not an enjoyer of this harikata. Neither I'm trying to get perfection from this, that I'm a good speaker. No. Neither I want to be liberated by doing this. When I give up bhukti, mukti, siddhi, all this, then what is the purpose of I'm doing? This is giving nourishment to the devotees. Those devotees, when they are convinced, they'll put their heart in chanting the holy name, then they'll become pure instantly. Without Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we cannot develop love. Holy name is everything, but holy name has to carry some feeling. That feeling has to come by hearing about Krishna. And this is what Mahaprabhu do in this chapter. So after that, number 9, it comes bhakti. That's why 61 comes. I'm sorry, taking it because I didn't know where. Yeah. So bhakti, Mahaprabhu divided into 3 categories. One is sadhan bhakti, one is bhava bhakti, one is prema bhakti. Actually, it is only sadhan bhakti and prema bhakti. Means practice to revive the dormant love. That's all. That's prema bhakti. But to serve the Lord, we needed this favorable attitude with a particular relationship that is formulated as a bhava bhakti. So in this sadhana bhakti, there is 2 types. One is vaidhi bhakti, one is raganuga bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti, also in this chapter, Mahaprabhu is explaining that they go to Vaikuntha. Raganuga bhakti, they go to the origin manifestation of the Lord in Swayam Rupa, Vrajananandan. And in order to serve Vrajananandan, Krishna, without relationship, there are 2 types. I cannot say without relationship. There are 2 types of people are serving Krishna in Vrindavan. And they have 3 types of love. 2 types of people means, one type, they all have a relationship with God, with Krishna. Mother Yashoda always thinks, he's my son. Then he needs this. He's my son. He was trying to be kidnapped by one witch called Putana. That witch came to kidnap my son. She always thinks of my son, my son, my son, my son. This mamata, this sambandha, relationship, my son, coward boy, my friend. They also call Nanda Baba as the Nanda Baba. Krishna calls Nanda Baba. All the coward boys call Nanda Maharaj as Nanda Baba. Krishna called Mother Yashoda Maya. All the coward boys call her Maya. So this is called relationship. You adapt, and this relationship is eternal. And there's another group. They don't have a relationship with Krishna. They are the gopis. So how they serve? By their feeling, love. Because they're all married. Krishna is a bachelor, most handsome, attractive. So they're married by a formality, but they offer their heart, their body, their mind, their feeling, thinking, aware, everything to the son of Nanda Maharaj. There's no relationship. So it is called Kama Atmika. And the other one is called Sambandha Atmika. These two types of devotee, they serve. And they have three types of love. Then, bhakti has, Mahaprabhu explained, 10 varieties. Bhakti sabdir, artha hai, daso, vidakar, ek sadhana prema bhakti nava prakar. So, and then Mahaprabhu explained this in a very details. And now we are coming to, let's see where we are, 61. I will be up very soon. Few pages more. This is 62. Okay, I went a little further. Okay, here it is. 61. It says, Jatha Agni Su Samriddha Archi Karoti Adansi Bhasmasat Tatha Madvishaya Bhakti Uddhava Enamsi Krishna Krishna Shah totally. As all fuel is burned to ashes by a full-fledged fire, all sinful activities are totally erased when one engages in devotional service to me. This is beautiful. So here I ended with this number 10. 11 hasn't started yet. After a few slokas we'll start. 10 is about bhakti. Ittam Buddha. So bhakti explained that there is a external and there is an internal. External is how do you explain? If you know jackfruit, well, I don't know if everybody knows in America jackfruit. Probably. If you're from India, you'll know. I know because I grew up with that food, fruit. I didn't need a breakfast from mommy in the house. I would just go to we had a huge garden, big jackfruit. We would just climb and see the ripened one. And we can just finish my breakfast in the tree and then come down. But there is an art. If you don't know about jackfruit, how it opens, you may make a mess like a British officer made. They made a movie about it. It was a joke. The British officer, how he was hungry for jackfruit. But anyways, for the jackfruit, there's the outside thorn, outside spike. Like it's a little rough, and actually it's like a poking. And inside there's the sticky glue, so you have to put your hand with the oil. But inside this sticky glue, when you open it, juicy, most tasty fruit. So Mahaprabhu explaining here, same analogy. I'm just thinking that in my childhood house, that what is external and what is internal? The external, the words, annavilasita sunnam, yena karmadi anabhritam, anukulyana krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. This is one verse everywhere in Srila Prabhupada's book, because that is the conclusive statement of pure love for God. Part of that verse everywhere in Prabhupada's book. That verse, if you break down, we don't have much time. You have 10 minutes. Okay. That you have an external, means outer cover. Those covering, if you need just to stay inside, then you keep it aside. You don't need, you throw it. But you understand, then throw it. Rupa Goswami did not say, throw it, he says, uncover it. Anabritam. Abritam, anabritam. Abritam means covered. Anabritam means uncovered. Uncovered doesn't mean rejecting. Uncovered means you understand. Merging to the effulgence of God is useless. Why? Because in my constitutional position, I am a soul endowed with senses. Merging is inactive position of senses. It's painful eventually. And while practicing, the impersonal is also punishing their senses. The karmis are exploiting the senses. So we are not exploiter or renouncer. We are utilizer. So we use the senses. Like this morning, we had a wonderful remnants, prasadam, from this Radha Madhava deity of Baltimore. And Radha Govinda deity of the Jai Goswami Prabhu's house, temple. So we engage these senses to serve the Lord, and we get purified, and the senses get purified. At the same time, we are satisfied. So there are three covers plus jnana, karma, then desire, panna vilas. Of course, the Sita word is used, means you could use this when you desperately need to stay in Krishna consciousness or come back to Krishna consciousness or prevent from danger. Otherwise, don't pray to the Lord to serve you. As a servant, we should serve, not ask His protection only, and you, I don't serve Him. That is not a good analogy. Even though in any form or shape, if you come, it's always good. Dhruva Maharaj did not go to the Lord to serve Him. He went there to get a bigger kingdom than his father. And he got. But at the end he regretted. He wants only Lord. He doesn't want any of this. So my point is that any reason, akama sarva kama, that verse also in this chapter, twice. Akama sarva kama ba. Whether you have a desire or no desire or too much desire, you can still come to Krishna consciousness. Then Mahaprabhu explained how the Brajabhashis are attracted to serve. And Brajabhashis, what is our goal of life right now at this moment? To be attracted by Krishna's quality, Krishna's loveliness, His character. If we can be attracted by Krishna's loveliness and Krishna's beauty, Krishna's prema madhuri, then we can really serve Him very well. Guna krishta hoya kare nirmala bhajan. Unless you are attracted by Krishna's quality, Krishna's characters, like Prabhupada says, Krishna's first quality is respond. He responds. When you pray, He responds. But make sure you become receptive to hear how He responds. It is not a respond of 911, not physical proximity necessarily. Like Mother Yashoda, she prays every day. She all of a sudden feels that my son is becoming too heavy. Why? Maybe some ghost hunted? So she is massaging his body, his fatty thigh, Prabhupada translates fatty thigh. At the same time, she is praying to Narayan, please protect my child. And immediately she also called the other maidservant to call the brahmanas to do some homo quick. So when danger comes, you call 911, you could depend on Krishna. Mother Yashoda depend on Narayan. But she also saw the other possibility to get help. She did not separate Narayan. Oh, Narayan, you're not helping my son. No, she depend, always depend on Narayan. So we depend on Krishna. But at the same time, we don't want to make Krishna as a servant to do for us. You are sick, you pray to Krishna, you go to doctor too. Mother Yashoda does these three things simultaneously. Because once Maharaj, anyway, one senior devotee was giving class and he said, we should just depend on Krishna. And then the devotee says, well, if I'm sick, what should I do? Just chant and not take care? No, this is not Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya means the body belongs to Guru. What is my duty to the subject, to the in order to utilize what is the sincere disciple's duty towards Guru? To take care his subject. So this body belongs to offer to Krishna, Guru. That means you have to take care of it for their pleasure. So it has to be seen properly, not ignorantly. So then Mahaprabhu explained what is the meaning of Hari. This is very beautiful. Hari sabda nana artha dui mukhyatama sarva mangala hare premadi hare mana. Many, many years back, maybe 20 years back, Radha Govinda Maharaj actually quoted this to me. And I was very fascinated. Since that, I got into that. What is the meaning of Hari? Hari has so many meanings. And Hari destroys all four types of sinful activities. And then Mahaprabhu explaining that bhakti, today's sloka, bhakti destroys sin like fire burns all things into ashes. What does that mean? Today's sloka explaining that Krishna spoke to Uddhava that, my dear Uddhava, just as a blazing fire turns firewood into ashes, similarly, devotion unto me completely burns to ashes sin committed by my devotees. So Krishna is speaking that just as blazing fire turns firewood into ashes, similarly, devotion to me completely burns to ashes sin committed by my devotees. What is literary mean? Literally means that actually what it says, that bhakti will burn all my karma, sinful action. But how? That's a metaphor. There's a blazing fire. You can throw anything dirty. Even Prabhupada gave an example like urine, sun burns, but sun is not affected by it because of the tejiyosam na dusaya. That verse goes, tejiyosam na dusaya. When somebody is so powerful, when we do our sadhana bhakti, we can see every moment. You know, sometimes I just went to temple this morning, gave a class there, and then maybe one devotee's little bit behavior was little unusual. He just threw the flower from far to Prabhupada's feet. Then why not he come with a little submissive mood? So, but then I immediately spoke to my mind, hey, you trying to judge? I don't know his relationship. Maybe he has a feeling he didn't want to express if he come closer. So he's trying to just give a respect to others so they don't see, they get disturbed. Who knows? So every moment we are committing what they call mini-scale sin, mini-scale offenses, maybe not a grand scale, big offense. You know, they... Even our Acharya says, if I think bad about someone, it's bad, but if I speak out, it's worse. Why? Because when I speak out, then 10 people hears. Then it becomes 100 people hear. But if I keep it in mind, at least I didn't speak yet, it's still better. Why? Because I can, with intelligence, spiritual intelligence, I can destroy that conception. Once it is out, I am out of control now. And that is dangerous. So accidentally, I have 1 minute, I think. Accidentally fall down, sometimes Krishna protects. Like Prabhupada says, like a father holding a child. Accidental fall down means Krishna will not let me, or Krishna will not let the child go off his hand. So even though he may be about to fall, but he will pick him up. And I saw in my life also, this philosophy is so practical, realistic, our day-to-day life. One should carefully note that Lord refers to devotion that is like a blazing fire that we read just now. To commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name is the greatest offense. And the devotion of one who commits this offense cannot be compared to blazing fire of love for Krishna. This is a very important point. That our devotion, when we commit that I'm going to chant 32 rounds every day, doesn't matter what happened. Please, my Lord, help me. Help me to come closer to you. Please, please let me serve you. Please accept my prayers. Please accept my calling, call japa. When we submit ourselves, this is so powerful that your so-called sin is an offensive mentality can be destroyed. But if you don't have a good sadhana, then it's difficult. Very difficult. Very difficult. Because in some sloka we see, I remember, that sometimes sincere loving devotee, because of their immaturity of previous bad habit, may be disturbed sometimes by the senses. Even though he has accepted Lord Krishna as the only goal of life in his life. But Krishna is saying in this Opicheta Sudura Charo Bhajate Mam Anandabhak 9:30 that but if even by chance a devotee accidentally falls down without premeditation or indifference, the Lord immediately burns to ashes his sinful reaction. Just as a blazing fire immediately consumes an insignificant piece of wood. Lord Krishna is glorious. One who takes exclusive shelter of the Lord receives the unique benefit of devotional service of the Supreme Personality of God. And then from 62, it's starting a new angle, the how bhakti manifests in a two way. Very nice. Let's see what's the time now. So I guess my time is up, right? We should end here.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dana Pranam of Krishna Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Yes, Prabhuji. Maybe if some devotee has any question, have any question or comment, they can go further. Yeah, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, anybody have any question or comment for Prabhuji?
Or correction?
No, Prabhuji. Koti koti dindvat pranam. Sila Prabhupada, Sila Gurudev ki jai. Thank you very much for your association. We make it in class. Hari Bol.
Thank you, Mata. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nicely explained everything. Wonderful. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, sometimes our, even though we try to do with the determination, but it's very hard to keep it on, you know, that determination. When we practice devotional service, can you give some idea how we can strongly be in that determination?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry, I could not understand.
Sometimes it's very hard to hard to maintain that determination, Prabhu. Even we want to do
determination.
Yes.
The easiest answer, what I understand from Nectar of Instruction of Prabhupada's book, try to associate or hear from those devotees who are completely convinced and fixed in their devotional service. Because empowerment causes perseverance. In order for them to be persevere in Krishna consciousness, in ISKCON we see many, many stalwarts. They keep on going, keep on going. Even sometimes so much obstacle comes even from their own godbrother sister, but they don't give up serving Prabhupada. They do not pay attention. They are constantly going in a full speed. I saw, I don't want to mention name because there's so many. By their association, we can also become like that. That is the easiest way. And sadhana is number one with that. Is that answer your question?
Yes, Prabhuji, yes. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. It was very, very nice class and lot of lesson we need to learn. Yeah. Now, is there no question or comment for Prabhuji? We can end the call now.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your association. Now we can end the call. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.